So in this podcast, we'll look at methods used to study sleep, and for each of them, we'll look at how they provide evidence of REM sleep or non-REM sleep, starting with sleep labs, aka polysomnograms. Poly meaning many, som meaning sleep, gram meaning measures. So many sleep measures. Sleep labs investigate and treat sleep disorders, but they can also be used to study characteristics and patterns of a normal night's sleep. Sleep labs are usually located at a hospital and use the following devices, an EEG, EOG and EMG. And they can also measure heart rate, body temperature, breathing rates, blood oxygen levels, body positions, leg movements and occurrence of snoring, which are both generally higher for sufferers of sleep apnea. Other sleep phenomena identified by sleep labs apart from sleep apnea include night terrors and sleepwalking, which both occur during stages 3 and 4 of non-REM sleep. They can also investigate insomnia. That is the difficulty people encounter in going to sleep or staying asleep, as well as hypersomnia, which is excessive daytime sleepiness despite having more than 10 hours sleep per night. So how do sleep labs provide evidence of REM sleep? Well, the EOG would detect high level of electrical activity of the eye muscles that control eye movements. The EEG would provide high frequency, low amplitude, sawtooth-like brain waves when experiencing REM sleep. In terms of evidence of non-REM sleep provided by a sleep lab, well, once again, the EOG would indicate lower levels of electrical activity of those eye muscles that control eye movements, and the EEG would likewise provide lower frequency, higher amplitude brain waves, a combination of alpha, theta, and delta. So the second method we'll use is video monitoring, which uses infrared cameras to monitor sleep patterns without disturbing the sleeper. Physical observations can thus be compared from physiological readings generated from the sleep lab. So evidence of REM sleep, if the sleeper is inactive, that is REM paralysis. Evidence of non-REM sleep provided by video monitoring, if the sleeper is more active, indicating sporadic movements that would be backed up by the EMG from the sleep lab. And finally, self-reports that provide data from the individual via a sleep diary or a survey or questionnaire. For the sleep diary, typically the person over a two-week period records their waking time, their sleeping time, any nighttime awakenings plus time of awakening in the morning, a rating of the quality of sleep, any naps they might have or daytime activities such as exercise late at night, a rating of their daytime alertness, as well as dietary information such as their alcohol use, caffeine consumption, medication they might be on, and other relevant events such as their study patterns late at night. Evidence of lack of REM sleep. Well, the individual might be more irritable than normal, as detected by the sleep survey. They might encounter impaired memory and other cognitive deficiencies, as recorded on their questionnaire. Evidence of lack of non-REM sleep indicated by self-report. Well, the individual might report being more physically tired than normal, which backs up the restorative theory of sleep.